אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. On Tuesday, Hamas gave a belated response to the Israeli proposal known as the Paris Initiative to free the 136 hostages being held in Gaza. Hamas demanded a complete end to Israeli military presence in Gaza and a permanent ceasefire. A senior Hamas official told Reuters that their aim was the release of the largest number possible of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met President Yitzhak Herzog at his residence in Jerusalem to discuss the response and said there's a lot of work to be done before a deal is reached. Opposition leader Yair Lapid on Monday told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he is willing to serve as a safety net for the governing coalition in order to allow the government to agree to a deal to free the hostages from Gaza. Lapid's comments came after Netanyahu said at the Likud party's weekly faction meeting that Israel had already secured the release of 110 of the hostages and will continue to act on this issue, but that Hamas has demands that we will not agree to. Members of his right-wing coalition are against any release of Palestinian security prisoners, and some oppose any ceasefire. At a press conference on Monday, Defence Minister Yoav Gallant said that the far-right National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, is not a key decision-maker in security issues. He was responding to an interview in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday, in which Ben-Gvir criticised US President Joe Biden and said that Donald Trump would be better for Israel, as he would give Israel a free hand to quash Hamas. Gallant reported that half of Hamas's operatives have been killed or seriously wounded by IDF troops. He said the IDF's ground operation in Gaza is one of the most complex and complicated in the history of wars. The forces are moving with courage and professionalism in the tunnels that were once the safest places for terrorists, and now we are increasing the pressure on the terrorists and the leaders of the terrorist organizations. Gallant repeated his assertion that the IDF's military pressure on Hamas will advance the return of the hostages. On Sunday, Gallant said that Hamas's leadership, including Yahya Sinwar, is on the run. He said that disagreements between Hamas officials in the Strip and those overseas, including over the return of hostages, indicate panic and distress in the group. Sinwar goes from hideout to hideout, is unable to communicate with his surroundings, and in recent days, IDF troops have found significant materials in the places where he has recently been. And thanks to them, we're deepening our grip on Hamas's plans. Sinwar does not lead the campaign, does not command the forces. He's busy with his personal survival. He turned from the head of Hamas into a fugitive terrorist, and IDF forces continue to pursue him. The IDF struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon throughout the week as the Iran-backed terrorist organization continued its attacks on northern Israel. On Monday, visiting French Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné said that settler violence in the West Bank must stop. He condemned any violent statements that spark Palestinian hatred, saying those statements are more and more frequent in Israel. Séjourné stressed that he is in Israel as a friend, but he is here to tell truths that our Israeli partners may have a hard time hearing. He said that for 4 months now, Gazans are under bombing, besieged and deprived of basic aid, and are gathered near Rafah. Nothing can justify such a tragedy. The ongoing tragedy in Gaza must stop. In compliance with international law, there must be an immediate and sustainable ceasefire, and more aid should enter. Séjourné called for a political solution with two states living peacefully side by side. He said after the atrocities of October 7th, no one thinks about rewarding terrorism here, but none of Israel's friends can imagine handling the issue of the Palestinians without solving it, and this will happen via a Palestinian state. Séjourné also announced during his visit to Jerusalem that France will donate €200,000 to the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel, to help victims of Hamas deal with sexual violence and sex crimes committed on the 7th of October. Far-right ministers and activists, including government ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, criticized the IDF for carrying out a drill simulating settlers abducting a Palestinian child in response to a terror attack. Footage from the drill showed that several soldiers were wearing vests marking them as the enemy force, a common practice in military exercises. After political pressure, the IDF issued a statement apologizing for marking the soldiers pretending to be settlers in the drill as the opposing force. Despite such acts by Jewish extremists that have occurred in the past, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement demanding answers in an IDF investigation into the exercise, saying this fictitious scenario is disconnected from reality, inappropriate, and does injustice to an entire and precious community of settlers at a time when many of them are fighting fiercely and even falling for the defense of Israel. He said, "I'm not willing to accept such heartlessness towards our brothers and sisters in Judea and Samaria." The 2024 budget passed its first reading in the Knesset on Wednesday night over opposition claims that the across-the-board cuts to essential services will affect the most disadvantaged in society. And despite the failure of Treasurer Bezalel Smotrich to close even one of the ministries created as part of the coalition deals to form the government, the bill must pass two more readings in the Knesset to become law, and Treasury officials are investigating ways to allow money to pass into government departments should this not be done within the next 2 weeks, at which time there will be no residual funds to cover expenses. Economy Minister Nir Barkat on Wednesday issued an ultimatum to Israeli food companies that have raised their prices since October 7th, warning them that they will be blacklisted if they do not reverse course. The companies include Tnuva, Osem and Strauss, which raised the price of some items by as much as 25% in January. Barkat warned the companies that they have 72 hours to reverse the price hikes, and the companies that do not do so will be put on a public blacklist. The exact contents of the blacklist and the impact it will have is unclear. Monday's Likud faction meeting hit the news for less than dignified behaviour of MKs. At one point, Regional Cooperation Minister David Amsalem told MK Tali Gottlieb, "Stop disturbing people, you aren't letting anyone speak." Gottlieb shot back, "Don't talk to me, we can smell the vodka you've been drinking from here." Amsalem then approached Gottlieb and asked her to smell his breath. He later very publicly announced that he has never consumed vodka and that he's only had an espresso and an instant coffee that morning. Israel on Tuesday chose 20-year-old Eden Golan from Tel Aviv to represent the country at the 2024 Eurovision. For her final song, Golan sang "Don't Want to Miss a Thing" by Aerosmith, which she dedicated to all those longing for their loved ones to come home, including the hostages remaining in Gaza. Wearing a yellow hostage pin, Golan performed the song surrounded by empty chairs on the stage as a tribute to those missing. As Israel faces criticism around the world over its ongoing campaign against Hamas in Gaza, some have called to bar us from the competition, although the European Broadcasting Union, which runs the contest, has repeatedly stated that Israel will still be allowed to compete. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.